Well, if I was on the committee choosing this award, I would have chosen Johnny Football. what a great community we have. I've told this before. When we were trying to raise, we had a couple of months to raise $20 million to start up the bank and trust, and my part was to kind of talk about why it was a good idea to start up a new bank in a community like this. And it was a pretty easy sell. Of course, I sold our employees because I think they're great. But talking about the community was a lot of fun, because think about it. We've got great public and private schools. Got four public high schools now, College Station High School having just started. It's a religious community. We get our values from our churches. And Reverend Card, thank you for that great prayer. But she just exemplifies the kind of professionals we have in the community that lead us in that regard. Texas A&M and Blinn College, between the two, there's 60,000 students that come here, and they roll over every 4 years. And the churches and the community have a chance to influence 60,000 kids. All the things that Texas A&M provides, SEC football, basketball, baseball, track, the Texas A&M Health Science Center, got a four-year medical school here, got great hospitals. Got Scott and White going to join the Med in St. Joseph. 20 years ago, I understood that we just began a net in migration for health care. People weren't leaving the community for their health care. They were coming in to the community for health care. And that's huge. We're gaining in affluence by all these big classes that graduated in the 70s and 80s. They're now in their 50s, like me, in the 60s. And you're seeing a lot of them coming back to the community. Congressman Flores being one of them. The Bush Library. I mean, did I ever think I was going to have lunch with Andy Card, who was at the right hand of President Bush when 9/11 took place? You get world leaders here, both presidential candidates, President Obama, who says it's a good thing to be president, and Governor Romney, who says it's a good thing to be a Mormon. And they've both spoken here. And more people like that will be coming to the community in the years to come. So what a great place this is. And I don't have a speech, but I have this list here of all the winners of the Citizen of the Year. Just to pick out a few: Bookman Peters, Reba Ragsdale, Red Cashin, Lynn Stewart. Of course, my dad, I can't leave him out, Travis Bryan. And then my personal community hero, Ron Schmidt. I mean, that's a great, this, and many more, and many in this audience have done so much. So for me to be recognized by the body that makes all this happen is quite an honor. I hope that you really heard what Dr. Girard said. But what he's telling you is that, and we were already on our way, but what he's telling you is that we're going to be the next great metropolitan area of Texas. And it's just a matter of time. Maybe not in my lifetime, although we'll get a head start, but certainly in my kids' life. So thank all of you for having me here as the Citizen of the Year. I'm honored. I'm humbled by it. They asked me in making this film what my thought was when Royce called me, and I told him I had two thoughts. One, I don't deserve it, but I'll take it. Thank you.